This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. These warm temperatures will bring harvest here before we know it. We'll have more right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
The end of this crop year has been defined by disease pressure, specifically from diseases like southern rust and sudden death syndrome. Unfortunately, farmers who did not prepare with fungicides are already seeing significant yield losses. Southwest Iowa BEX agronomist Nate Meyer said the crop conditions in his area are a bit of a mixed bag.
I've got corn in some areas that's still very green, very healthy, but also I've got areas where corn has been probably dead for at least 2 weeks, if not longer. So the disease pressure has been very strong for Southwest Iowa, especially as we look at southern rust this year. With the cool temperatures that we had about 10 days ago, it kind of shut it down. But right now, that was our number one fungal pest that we had to worry about this year, and it's devastated some fields. So I know there's fields that are going to be 40 to 50 bushels off what they should be if you did not spray a fungicide this year. So one of the things I got to tell farmers is if you know you didn't spray a fungicide, you need to go out and take a look at these fields, push some stocks, kit some stocks, see where you're at with that. We're one big windstorm away from having a mess in some of these fields.
With the warm temperatures we've been seeing, Meyer said the crops will dry down fast and it will be time for harvest before we know it.
Get out there, take a look, shell some corn. Like I said, kick some stocks, see where you're at there. I've heard some harvest going on, some fields down south of Des Moines that were early planted, had no fungicide, and are already at 14% moisture. Harvest is going to be here before we know it. If we look at the temps in these next few days, 90s and the 80s, we're going to dry down really fast. We've been dry here for a little while now, southwest Iowa, so it's not going to take long to take the moisture out of that corn. So farmers need to be prepared, need to have their combines ready to roll, because it's going to be here sooner than we think.
For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.